99.9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Trump and Nikki Haley are digging in 3 days ahead of the GOP primary in her home state of South Carolina. Correspondent Jared Hill has our top story.
As the former president battles a slew of legal challenges, last night he likened a recent ruling by a New York judge that he paid more than $300 million in a civil fraud case to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
It is a form of communism or fascism.
During a fundraiser last night, President Biden reportedly bashed Trump's reluctance to condemn Russian President Vladimir Putin over Navalny's death, calling it outrageous.
Mr. Trump speaking at a Fox town hall. Mr. Biden is promising to hit back over Navalny's death.
I told you we'd be announcing sanctions on Russia. We'll have a major package announced on Friday.
Navalny's mother has filed a lawsuit in Russia contesting officials' refusal to release her son's body. The state news agency says a closed-door hearing is scheduled for March 4th. It's a make-or-break day for WikiLeaks founder.
I'm Vicky Barker in London, where lawyers for Julian Assange have laid out their reasons the WikiLeaks founder must not be extradited to the U.S.
He's a political prisoner, and he needs his freedom.
Assange's wife and lawyer, Stella, speaking a little while ago. But today, it's the turn of U.S. prosecutors to make their case for why Assange should be tried in the U.S. on espionage charges over hundreds of thousands of leaked Pentagon and State Department documents.
A sad ending to the story of an 11-year-old girl missing for 5 days in Polk County, Texas. Sheriff Byron Lyon says Audrey Cunningham's body has been found in the Trinity River.
My deepest sympathies and condolences to everyone who knew, who cared for, and loved Audrey.
Her parents say she disappeared on her way to catch the school bus last Thursday in Livingston. Officials say they plan to file charges against a 42-year-old man who was supposed to drop her off. Pounding rain and powerful winds are finally dying down in California, leaving a big mess behind. A massive tree crashed through Jacqueline Ellis' home north of Sacramento.
I'm just trying to pick up the pieces and see what I have left.
Dangerous waves still causing coastal flooding and beach erosion. At court in New York today.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Three men are set to go on trial for allegedly trying to sell stolen memorabilia from an Eagles album. They're accused of trying to sell 80 pages of handwritten draft lyrics to the 1976 hit Hotel California. They've all pleaded not guilty to conspiracy and other charges. This is CBS News.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Amazing prices await at Dell.com/deal.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin in Madison must now accept all high school graduates from the state who finish in the top 5% of their class. All other state universities have to admit grads who finish in the top 10%. The new law is part of the deal to release state money in exchange for diversity program cuts. Governor Evers signed the bill into law Tuesday. Wisconsin State Senate Republicans are firing four more of Governor Evers' appointees, including former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton. She was serving on the UW Hospitals and Clinics Board. Democratic Senator Kelder Royce.
She did nothing but serve our state well and continues to do so. And yet, this body is going to reject her because of pure partisanship.
Republicans also fired Tom Ames from the Natural Resources Board. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers get a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team able to pick up a win at the Kohl Center, 74-70 over Maryland. They have the rest of the week off before a road trip against Indiana next Tuesday. The Wisconsin Badgers football team will play the Northwestern Wildcats this fall at Lambeau Field, according to a report, that's Saturday, October 19th. Baseball? Brewers owner Mark Antanasio says there's no signed deal yet to bring back pitcher Brandon Woodruff for 2 years. The Brewers owner reminding everyone a year ago they said the Cardinals would win the division.
There was a team that was widely picked to win last year that finished 21 games behind us, and we finished 9 games ahead of the Cubs last year. So I appreciate the friendly competition, and we're just going to focus on what we need to do. Look, I think the division's clearly better this year.
That's the Brewers' Mark Antanasio. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny and mild today. We'll get to around 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 35. Tomorrow, a little light rain in the morning, then partly cloudy, 49. On Friday, sunny, 38. But we will bounce back with 40s and 50s into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I have a dad. Anybody else with a dad? My dad is not like your dad. My dad is 76 years old. That is, yeah, you don't have to live with him. That's why you're clapping. I was born when he was 50. I found that, I was like, what are you, Abraham? Right, that's biblical. And don't get me wrong, I love my dad. We love our dads. But it's weird growing up with a dad that much older than you. Little things are weird. Like, we'd go to the movies, we were both getting discounts. I remember in third grade, I had Mrs. Carvino. Anybody else? She told us to go home and ask our father, who was president when he was our age? What was the price of bread? President, price of bread. An interesting little socioeconomic experiment for everyone but me. Right? For me, it was the most humiliating experience of my life. Because all the other kids had normal presidents. Yeah, the president was JFK, the president was Eisenhower. They get to me, the president was Julius Caesar. And the price of bread was a chicken.
Well, you woke me from a dream about you, just to say that you were leaving. I'm sleepy, but I thought that you said our love that will last forever is ending. Well, before you walk out of my life, would you be especially
at 6:07 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday. Did you vote yesterday? A lot of people did not vote. Well, the vote totals. Stuart J. Waddles will be in at 6:30 to talk about all the vote totals. They weren't high. I know it's a primary, but, you know. Anyway, we'll talk about the winners and the losers. And there were some referendums as well on the ballot. So we'll talk about those two coming up shortly.
Well, I see you writing something down and leaving it on the dresser. The tears in your eyes look a lot like mine, but I guess it's all for the better. Well, before we say our last goodbye, baby, won't you hold me just one more time? And don't you let my heart.
It's going to be partly sunny today with a high near 55 degrees, double nickels. Wow. 55, break out the barbecue. Get the flip-flops on. No, don't get the flip-flops on. Get the spring jackets out. Cloudy tonight. You know, I got to send that to my daughter in Florida because sometimes she wakes up in the morning, it's like 55 degrees in Florida. I'll send her that. Cloudy tonight, lows around 36. Tomorrow, becoming sunny with a high near 48. I think we could put away the salt now. I don't think, as soon as I say that, though, we're going to have something where we need the salt out there. Guess what's coming up on Saturday? For the first time ever on these frequencies, Brewers baseball. The Brewers in spring training, they'll take on the Padres at 2 p.m. out in Arizona. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. We have the Brewers on WRGN Saturday at 2 p.m. That's a first, huh? The sports tomorrow, the Bucks will be at Minnesota, take on the Timberwolves at 6:30 p.m. But the Brewers Saturday open up on WRJN, their spring training season. We'll see how they do. 2 p.m. game on WRJN this Saturday. I love it. All right, 609. We do have, I'll give you a little tease on some of these vote totals here. But Stuart will be in more later. I have to talk about it. But let's see. I got a snapshot of them here. In the Racine's 4th Congressional District, we had all four people who ran in the primary on the radio here in the morning. We interviewed them all. David Mack came out of the top spot with 74 votes. Jacqueline Schrader came out number two with 45, followed by Jordan Lawrence with 30. And Keith Fair came out with 24. There was one write-in vote. In the 2nd District, the winner was Molly Jones, 169 votes. Coming in second place, Tyler Townsend with 48. David, I don't know how you pronounce his name, is it Zuper? Yeah, came in with 34 votes. And Xavier Golden came in with 21 votes. So it's David Mack and Jacqueline Schrader. They'll face off in the general election. And it will be Molly Jones and Tyler Townsend in the general election in the 2nd District here in Racine. All right. Congratulations to the winners. Consolations to the losers. And you know what? Everybody put up a good job. You know, that was it. It was a good job. They all did. And congratulations. Now, there were some referendum. I'll let our news director take care of that. Stuart J. Waddles will be here shortly. He'll fill you in on all that stuff. Okay, we do have some prizes to give away today. We do have tickets to give away to the Wisconsin State Fairs Act. And this will be on... Gabriel Iglesias is coming in on Thursday, August 1st on the main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair. He'll return, and you can win a pair of tickets coming up a little later on this morning here at WRJN. So keep it here. Tomorrow we're going to be talking with Doug Incidents from the Racine Theater Guild. Their new production, Now and Then, opens up this weekend. And next week we're giving away tickets to that performance. So we got a lot of stuff to give away here. Just keep it here, WRJN, if you want to win some of this stuff, all right? Okay, I got some good news. I got some bad news. A study found the average movie theater seat has 1,864 colonies of bacteria. The cup holders are the worst, but the good news is they're harmless. But still, I don't like when they say colonies of bacteria. Sounds gross. A grocery shopper flashed a gun after he was confronted for having more than 10 items or less in the express lane. The five most annoying people in the grocery store beside that guy. The customer who makes the rest of the line wait to get something they forgot. That happens all the time. Oh, I forgot something. I have to go across the side of the store. Hold on. I forgot a carton of milk. And, of course, milk is on the complete opposite end of the store. They always put that at the back of the store because they want you to walk through all the aisles to get to it. The aggressive Girl Scouts hawking their cookies at the door or any other charity hawking their stuff. I don't mind it. I buy stuff from them. Especially the Girl Scouts. I buy my lemonade cookies from them every time. You can never have too much of those. The little brat melting down in the cereal aisle. Now, we all see that kid, huh? She tries to pick him up, but he just, you know, dead weight. He just hangs himself, you know, just dead weight so his mother can't pick him up off the floor. The customer who ignores the take a number machine and barks out her deli order. Now, I've been through those. People who haven't seen each other for a while and block the aisle with their carts to catch up. I've seen that, too. The bagger who puts the chips at the bottom. No, I haven't seen that. I think they're a little smarter than that. The average person says that they value their daily chores at $134 a day. So that's what they would pay someone to do all their cooking, cleaning, and errands if they could afford to. That would be almost $2,000 per two-week pay period because chores don't stop on the weekend. It's almost $50,000 a year. That's what your chores are worth around the house. Guy in Nebraska was cleaning out his glove box, found an old unscratched lottery ticket for a game called Trucks and Bucks. He won the grand prize, a new Ford F-150 pickup. He'd been driving around with the ticket in there for months. The full thing was valued at $81,000. Look at my glove compartment. You find napkins from Taco Bell. You know, they always give you the napkins, like napkins to last you the whole year. So we just put them in the glove box. That's what's in mine. A new era. The U.S. Navy said it's okay now for sailors to put their hands in their pockets. I never knew that was against the rules. You know, all my father's Navy pictures from World War II, I never saw his hands in his pockets. They're also allowing women to wear fake eyelashes now in the Navy. Didn't know that was a problem. You ever been to a small town before? Not like this small town. The name of the town is Hum, H-U-M, Croatia, the smallest town in the world. It's smaller than a football field, has a population of 24 people. Still, they have a museum, an inn, 2 churches, even a unique liquor they manufacture called Bisca. Can't be found anywhere else in the world. So you've got 24 people living on a plot of land smaller than a football field. And all those buildings there, too. Must be interesting. You know, I watched Wheel of Fortune for years. I never noticed what I'm going to tell you, although I never looked for it, but I never noticed it anyway. Vanna White has worn a different dress on every single episode of Wheel of Fortune, which makes more than 7,000 dresses she's worn, and she doesn't get to keep any of them. You know all the patron saints we have? You have the patron saint of, you know, St. Christopher. You've got the patron saints for just about everything. There is a patron saint of television. It's St. Clair of Assisi. The Pope made her the patron saint of television back in 1958. I don't know what that patron... What does the patron saint of TV do? Doesn't ward off bad television because we have those bad shows on all the time. Security footage from a car wash in Indiana is going viral after someone threw a cup of lemonade at an 18-year-old employee there. The 18-year-old's name was Anna. So she blasted the people in the face with a pressure washer. The car wash company sided with Anna. The woman and the boyfriend are banned. Remember coming back again. So lucky she didn't blast him with hot carnauba wax. What do you throw a cup of lemonade at somebody? You know, my daughter worked at Cousins when she was about 15 years old, 16, I guess 15. And you can't touch the food when you're that young, so you should work the cash register. Now, some guy's order was wrong. Something that he didn't get it the way he exactly wanted it. So he took the sandwich and threw it at my daughter and said, remake it. Had I been, now I've never hit anybody in my life. Once I hit somebody when I was in sixth grade. but I don't hit people. Had I been there, I would have decked that guy. He threw the food right at my daughter. And it wasn't even her fault. She didn't make the sandwich. And she got all upset. You know, somebody throws food at you. You know, you tried to get your first job under your belt there and some idiot's throwing food at you. Anyway, I saw the movie Bob Marley, One Love. See it? I wasn't a big fan of it, but the guy who played Bob Marley was just spectacular. Anyway, there's a scene in the movie Bob Marley, One Love, where Bob meets one of the men who tried to assassinate him back in 1976, and he forgives him. It's a big moment on screen. Just so you know, that meeting never took place. Never happened. Chalk it up to artistic liberties. They found out because they did a video interview with Bob Marley once, and he said he never saw the guy. Never met him. Never. So, never happened. But, you know, in the movies, they play fast and loose with the facts. So how many facts are they allowed to play fast and loose with? Remember Charlie Brown's friend, Franklin? He was the African-American kid on Charlie Brown. Remember Franklin? All right. Franklin is getting his own backstory special streaming on Apple TV+. Gerald Schultz created them back in 1968 to give African-American kids representation following the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So Franklin gets his own special. Good for him. Residents in West Virginia are holding a candlelight vigil. Normally they do that when they're memorializing someone or some event. Well, this time it's an event. The candlelight vigil this coming weekend is for a former Hooters location that had to be demolished. They're all going to remember the good times they had at Hooters for that candlelight vigil. All right. It's 619 at WRJN Radio, hometown radio, refreshed, a civic media station. Partly sunny today, highs near 55 right now, cloudy, 43 degrees.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Milwaukee that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 262-970-5777 and press 0 to apply. That's 262-970-5777 and press 0.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Every now and then I cry. Every night. You keep staying on my mind. All my friends say I'll survive. It just takes time. But I don't think time is gonna heal this broken heart.
621 at WRJN Radio, where the Brewers take to the field. Spring training, exhibition game season underway Saturday. The Brewers will play the Padres. I think it's out in Chandler, Arizona. 2 p.m. right here on WRJN. The first time the Brewers are on the air with us here. That's good. Do you remember a couple of years ago Madonna took a spill on stage? Remember that? She got tangled up in one of her dancers' dresses. Well, it happened again. She got wiped out during her show at the Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle. That's a strange name for an arena. Happened last Sunday. A dancer was dragging her in a chair when they both went down. She played it off, continued the show. A second time she wiped out that we know of. I get dangerous on stage with all those people. When I do my Las Vegas act someday, I'm just me on stage. I'm not going to allow anybody up there with long dresses or anybody who touches me that can fall on the stage. I don't want that to happen. That's when I do my Las Vegas act. You'll want to see that when I get it. I once, on a cruise ship, we took a bunch of people from WRGN, our listeners, on a cruise. And they had the talent show there. And, you know, I was trying to be a good sport about everything. And they said, all right, you're going to dress up like Elvis. The problem was they gave me an Elvis outfit that was two sizes too small. I'm 6'3". I think it was designed for somebody like 6 feet. So everything was short and tight on me. And they gave me dark glasses. And what they did was they shut all the lights off in the theater and on stage, and they had me walk at them and hit me with a spotlight. It did the Elvis pose. The problem was you're wearing the dark sunglasses. It's pitch black anyway in the theater. I'm not familiar with the stage. I walk out, I trip, and I fall. I couldn't see where I was walking. I didn't know where the edge of the stage was or anything. Luckily, I didn't fall off the edge. But I walked out, and there was something there on the stage. I just tripped over it. I mean, they're stupid for leaving stuff out there in the pitch dark. But you try to be a good sport about that stuff. Here's a fun fact for you. Johnny Cash. You know, he was born without a name. He didn't have the name Johnny he wasn't born with. He didn't have any first name. His parents named him J.R. because they couldn't think of a name. Really? How many kids did you have where you can't think of a name? When he enlisted in the Air Force, they said he needed a name, so he picked John, and that's what became Johnny Cash. The engineer I worked with in Atlanta down south, he was a real old Southern boy. He was the typical Southerner. Nice guy, but he was, you know, we're going to wrestle up some possums for dinner tonight. We're going to skin them, and we're going to cook them, have possum stew, something like that. He was that kind of guy. His name was C.H. Sutton. He's no longer with us, but he was our engineer, C.H. And I once asked him what that stood for. He said nothing. So I looked on his license, his radio license, and sure enough, it said C.H. Sutton. His parents named him C.H. He didn't have a first name or middle name, just initials, C.H. Sutton. I guess it happens. Nice guy. Just, you know, a little strange for me. It's down south. We had a guy working for us, another engineer in that same radio station called Kermit. And I said, where are you getting all these names from? Yeah, Kermit, C.H. And they didn't like me too much. They looked at me as some Yankee coming in. Who's this Yankee coming into our radio station and tell us how to do things? Anyway, so, yeah, J.R. Cash, his name. My father has no middle name. However, he is listed as Arthur N. Rosen.
where'd the end come from? My dad went into the Navy at age 17, to right after Pearl Harbor. He went right in. And they were filling out a piece of paper with his name. He put Arthur, first name. He didn't have a middle name. So he put the word N-O-N-E in there. And Rosen. And Arthur Nunn Rosen followed him his entire life. Once it's in the Navy records, you're dead. This is it. It's got to be forever. So it followed him, Arthur N. Rosen. And that was his name, Arthur N-O-N-E. Yes, he wrote it down like that. All right. And somebody from the Navy said, N-O-N-E, got another winner here. Construction worker in Mexico was having an affair with a married woman, and he dug a tunnel between their homes to make it easier to do their little rendezvous. It worked until the woman's husband came home early one day, caught him in the act, and spotted the tunnel. He built a tunnel underground to connect the two houses? That's like that guy, the drug guy. Pablo Escobar, is that the guy who did it? Was that Pablo Escobar? I'm not sure. Remember he dug the tunnel? They dug the tunnel for him out of prison. Really nice tunnel. Looked like it, you know, like a hotel. Like he was walking down the hallway. So anyway, this guy got caught. I can't believe he dug a tunnel. I wonder where it came up. It's like The Great Escape, the movie with Steve McQueen. Something like that, I guess. What's the most popular season of the year? Well, the voting on this was a lot closer than anybody thought. Over 68,000 people went online to name their favorite season. Basically, it's a three-way tie. Spring got 30% of the vote. Fall, 29%. Summer, 28%. Winter, just 10%. 4% couldn't make up their mind. That's me, too. Spring and fall, I can't make up my mind. I like spring. It's nice and fresh. You know, I get that fresh smell after winter. Everything's starting to bloom, all the pollen in the air. Yeah. And fall I like, too. I like those two seasons. I didn't vote, though. A guy managed to survive, get this, a 5,600-mile flight from South Africa to the UK, clinging to a jet's wheel. He was in a coma for 6 months after the plane landed, but survived. Whoa. My wife was showing me a video last night of this guy who was beaten up, and very severely. And he was in the hospital, and he was he recorded a video of himself in the hospital talking. He had to have a plate put in his head, a part of his skull replaced. And he was really beaten up bad. I don't recognize the guy, but my wife, watching this video, this happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and she's watching the video and says, wait a second, I think I know that guy. I said, you know him. Who is he? And she said his name. And he grew up in Racine and used to be a good friend of my stepson growing up. Now, he passed away from the beating. And they're looking for the people who beat him up because they're going to be charged with homicide. The homicide charge is murder. But she's looking at this video and saying, I know that guy. And sure enough, it was him. Yeah. He is from Racine. He lived in Tulsa. That's where he got killed. But, yeah, that's kind of strange, huh? To see a video like this? I know him. Oof. Odd but true, cats sleep so much by the time they turn 9 years old, they've only been awake for about 3 years. Oh, that is a great life to have. Maybe I should come back as a cat someday. That would be great, wouldn't it? Sleep your whole life away. That sounds good. I like that. All right, here's another one. The exclamation point didn't become a standard key on the typewriter until 1970. Yeah, I remember that because I remember my mom, when she typed stuff, she was a typist for a while, used to have to put, you had to make the exclamation mark. That's right. You had to put the little quote thing on there. You put that one little quote thing, and then you had to back it up and hit period after it. I just remembered that. Yeah, I remember when she used to have to do that. All right. All right, did you get rid of your Christmas tree yet? All right. If you haven't, consider eating it. There's a new cookbook from an artisan baker and cook called How to Eat Your Christmas Tree. It features dozens of recipes you can make using your tree, including everything from fish to ice cream. I assume you have to take the tinsel and light bulbs off first, right? Yeah, you would assume so. 6:29. We have Stuart J. Waddles coming in just a moment. We're going to talk about some election results here at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, let me introduce you to the new president of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. She is a Missouri native now raising Red Angus cattle in Ryo along with her husband, Nolan. Her name? Tressa Lacey, and she says one of her goals as the new president of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association is reach more members.
As a membership-driven organization, everybody involved with Cattlemen's is volunteers, and I really want to make people aware to that, especially whenever we talk about policy. We are the voice, but we're the voice because our members give us that voice, and so I really want to increase membership involvement. So part of that is going to our affiliates and having that discussion about the fact that just because you're a member of your affiliate and they are a member of us doesn't make you a member of Cattlemen's, and then really try to just increase our reach across the state because we have, 10,000 beef producers in the state, and we do not have that membership to match.
There you go. The new president of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. That's Tressa Lacey, raising Red Angus beef herself in Ryo. Want to be involved with that organization? You can find out details at wisconsincattlemen.com. Markets and overnight electronic trade losing some of the steam we gained yesterday. Numbers are next. Fabulous Farm Babe, glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? For every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. How those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, years ago before inflation, we'll say, it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's $1.34, which we've heard as high as that amount, that's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right, that can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org. So the barrel cheese was unchanged yesterday in Chicago. 40-pound block cheese did gain 4.25 cents to 152.25. AA butter was up 2.5 cents on Tuesday to 277.5 per pound. The Class 3 fluid milk for March, currently down a nickel at $16.94. April milk's unchanged at $17.15. Losing ground on our corn. December corn right now down a penny, $4.62. November soybeans currently down a nickel at $11.52. July wheat down 3 at $5.77 a bushel. Dow Jones Industrial Average right now down more than 70 points as well. Just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand, rolling into a Wednesday trade session. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny and mild today. We'll get to around 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 35. Tomorrow, a little light rain in the morning, then partly cloudy, 49. On Friday, sunny, 38. But we will bounce back with 40s and 50s into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
We'll be right back.
just to listen to your breath. And I would stand inside my hell and hold the hand of death. You don't know how far I'd go to ease this precious ache. And you don't know how much I'd pay or how much I can take.
It's 6:35 at WRJN Radio. Mayor Corey Mason, the Racine mayor, will be in this morning at 7:06. Talk about the railroad, the KRM, and the also talk about the election results. But first, to talk about the election results, our news director, Stuart J. Waddles, is here from our news center. And not a lot of people vote during the primaries. I understand that. But when, you know, the winner gets 74 votes, that's scary.
Don, there is, so the Waterford Union spanned Racine County and parts of Waukesha County. The Waukesha County votes for the for that particular measure were two. Two people voted no on the Waukesha side of that. So that's, it's an interesting place to start is the turnout, and what do you do about that? And I'm not sure if there's any good answers. There's been a lot of talk about maybe just having like a voting holiday where nobody works, but I don't know how that would work for a primary. So yeah, the turnout is not good. I'm still trying to crunch some numbers about exact numbers. But yeah, it's not good as far as getting people out and taking part in their civic duty.
You know, the person, when I put my thing in the machine there yesterday, my ballot, he said, go tell your friends to vote. Come and vote. I said, my friends are all on my neighbors. He said, tell your friend. I said, my neighbors are all on the ballot. All four people are my neighbors. One of them lives right in back of me. I mean, so they're voting. I don't know. You know, what are you supposed to do? Come with a bullhorn and tell people get out and vote? You got to tell people to do their civic duty. And unless they didn't know, yesterday was primary day. I mean, we blabbed about it enough here on the radio, but I don't know. I don't know what more you can do.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of good answers. It's just like, what do you do? You put these choices in people's hands, and they don't act on them, and then a lot of people like to complain about what's going on. So it's just, I've always been of the opinion since I was young, if you're not voting, I don't want to hear you complaining. You got to do something about it.
No voting, no complaining. That's the rule. Okay, so let's go over some of the results. Let's do the second district first. You got the results there for that? Now, some of these went unopposed, so, you know. But the second and fourth districts had some, they had four people running in each district. And then the top two go to the general election.
So in the second district, incumbent Molly Jones, she's moving on. So she retains, and she won big. And Tyler Townsend also was on that primary. So those two names are going to the April ballot in the second district. In District 4, that's the district that Amanda Paffrath is leaving. So that opened it up for somebody new. And I know you've spotlighted a lot of those candidates. And moving on is David Mack and Jacqueline Schrader. And I'm assuming maybe you'll get them back in the studio before April to talk about the District 4 goings-on. So that's kind of the city of Racine. Not a lot of options. That's the other thing that with the voting on primary, you talk about voting and voting and voting, and some people go and look, and they don't even have to vote. So it's confusing on that end, too. So two districts in the city of Racine were the only ones voting yesterday.
You know, and it, when I voted yesterday, I was number, I want to say 91, 92, somewhere around there. And I said, I voted like 4:30 in the afternoon, 5 o'clock. I said, you got to be kidding me. That's when he said, tell your neighbors to get out and vote. And
when I go to the voting place, I'm kind of like you. I'm looking around. I'm gathering as much information as I can. I'm just trying to look and see like you are. What number am I? And overhearing the other workers saying, it's pretty good. It's not a bad day. I wouldn't call it a great day. So, again, those are interesting kind of comments hearing from the people that are actually literally on the ground.
Well, my wife and I were the only two people in the whole place. I mean, they had the polling people there. Nobody else was voting. The time we walked in, we were the only two. When we left, we were the only two. I mean, and that was, I understand it's a strange time in the afternoon, 4:30, 5 o'clock, whatever. But still, it was kind of depressing. You know, I like the hustle and bustle of Election Day. I remember I got to vote. I was in the first batch of people that voted when the 18-year-old vote was allowed. And I was in that first batch. And I remember you had to stand on the line for about 2 hours where I was, because now you had all these new people.
Even for the primary?
No, this was the presidential election.
Okay.
When I turned 18 years old, I was before that, you had to be 21 to go vote. Now, this was the first time in 1972 you were allowed to vote when you were 18 years old. So I was in the first batch, but we had 2 hours online just, you know, because I never voted before. I've been in the voting booth with my mother. When my mother had to vote for somebody she didn't like, she had me push that lever down. This was the old voting booth that you put the lever down.
She's, her hands are clean.
Yeah, she said, well, just pull that one down. You know, she had to vote for somebody she didn't want. But she, you know, she worked at a job that was political almost, and she had to vote for people she didn't like because... That was just the way it
I
was.
I think you might have violated the law or two there, Don.
Yeah. Well, I was 6 years old, so I don't know. Then throw me in jail. Give me an orange jumpsuit when I'm six. What do I know? Okay, so, and we had some referenda. And
there's a lot of interesting discussion about the word last night, even just the how to pluralize it. Yeah. The official way is referenda, but I think we've gotten to a point where, you know, language changes. So referendums, I think, is okay, but we'll go with referenda. And it's interesting because all of them were shot down. All of them. There were three of them in the area. Waterford Union, that was the biggest one. They were coming back, I think, for the third time, asking for more money. This time it was $91 million across two referenda. They were both shot down. Wilmot Union in Kenosha County asking for about $7 million over a few years. That went down. Burlington Area School District, which is another one tricky because we're on our end. You got to go to these county websites to tabulate these votes. Burlington Area School District spans Racine, Walworth, and Kenosha. But regardless, it went down. So none of the spending, the asks from the local districts went forward. So the voters are saying, no, don't increase our taxes and do something else and figure it out.
Mm. Yeah. These are binding, right? In other words, they're done once the vote came in, right? Because some of these are non-binding. Yeah. They just want people's opinions.
Yeah, these are all done. And they're a mixture of operational referendums, and there's different types of referenda. But the one in Waterford, they were looking to redo an entire high school. They're looking to put in some athletic fields. So it'll be interesting to see how they go forward and see if they try for a fourth time to put something on a ballot.
I understand people want, but they don't want to pay, and...
Well, but I also think, yeah. I mean, they're the voters, and they want what they want, and they know what they know, and yeah. I think what they're seeing is they're seeing a lot of the commentary about the enrollment dropping. The population is dropping. So when you have less kids going through a school system than you had before, there really shouldn't be that much of a budget crunch because you've got less kids. So, and I understand you've got these old buildings, and they were built for a prior population, but things are changing, and I think this is part of the population saying, figure it out and do something different. What we're doing here isn't working, and they don't want their taxes going up anymore.
We got the Jane. Okay, I was about to say, we got the Jane School right near where I live. That was built in the 1800s, the Jane School. When I grew up, there was an elementary school called Fairfield Elementary School, where I grew up in New York. They still had fireplaces in all the rooms. That's how old they are. Now, they didn't work them, but they're there, and I saw them. And each room...
What are their math scores like? Because ultimately, I think that's what people care about.
I mean,
when you start looking at these numbers and the turnout and what they're approving and what they're not, yeah. I think that's part of it, too. You see the numbers about, well, are they reading? Well, do they need a new baseball field if they're not reading? So, again, these are a lot of kind of part of the whole picture when you start looking at things.
Well, my high school's not there anymore. It's just... It's just an abandoned building now where I went to high school. So I called up about 10 years ago, I guess, maybe a little longer now, and I called up the other high school in town, and I said, what have happened to my transcripts and everything that were in that school? They're just rotting away in a file cabinet? She goes, no, what's your name? And I told her. She goes, no, I got it right here. I said, you have my transcript? Everything from the old high school was transferred to that high school. I said, can you send it to me? And she did, and I have it home, and I read my transcripts. Actually, I was a better student than I thought I was. I thought I got worse grades, but I'm looking at the grades in high school. I did pretty good. We had one problem, though. The teachers went on strike in my junior year, and they went on strike for a couple of months. And that really hurt because my class was going to be senior. We had to take something called the Regents test, and we weren't prepared for it because they were on strike. Some of the teachers had classes in their homes, but we didn't take the Regents test. And there was a thing on my transcript that says, please don't hold the fact that the teachers were on strike, and they listed the dates there, against this student for lack of Regents testing and so forth. And I forgot all about it until I saw it on there. So it's kind of interesting.
And to this,
And to this day, you still don't know algebra.
I was a member of the... I was inducted into the National Honor Society, my friend.
Oh, National, well, well, well.
Not only that, I didn't have an... I wasn't in the honor track. I wasn't in the A track. I was in the B track. And I went back. I went back and asked my teachers years later. I went back to the high school, take a look around. And I asked them, I said, how do they get into the National Honor Society? They said the teachers were allowed to unanimously vote one student in who didn't have the grades to get in, and you were unanimously voted in. So I got in through personality, I guess.
I got a few of those awards in my day, too. I don't know how much time we got left, but at least I want to mention the Kenosha, the city of Kenosha, kind of a big deal, the mayoral contest. 9 people on the ballot. 9 people. And the two with the most experience that move on. David Bogdala, he's a current alderman. He's been on the council for a long time. Lydia Spotswood had been on the council. She's a current city plan commissioner. She's held a lot of government kind of offices and committees, and they really kind of ran away with things. 40% for Bogdala, 30% for Spotswood. Surprisingly, the Ori Elijah, the guy who rode the skateboard and had the video camera running during the riots, he had a pretty good showing once everything's, you know, all settled here. So it was an interesting on the mayor's side. So there'll be a new mayor in Kenosha for the first time in a long time, yeah, with a lot on the horizon.
John Antaramian, he's been there for how many years?
Oh, geez, since G.W. Bush, I think, sent on and off. He was there, and then he left, and Bosman, I think, came in for a little bit, and then Antaramian took back over. So there's only been a couple of mayors over the past 10, 20 years.
I never understood why somebody wants to get involved in politics. No matter what you decide, 50% of the people aren't going to like you. And they're going to attack you in the supermarket. They're going to come up to you and start complaining to you about potholes and everything. You go out to dinner, they're going to come to your table, start complaining about their streets or something, crime. Who wants that? I would never want that. But these people...
Well, what the outgoing mayor is, I think, is pretty successful at, and the fellow you got coming in a few minutes is good at. They're good at smiling and just kind of dealing with it and being rational and talking, and that goes a long way with people that don't agree with you. Just kind of being nice about it and smiling and making your argument and going on and knowing that you're not going to convince everybody. I think that's another quality of the leadership that you're kind of seeing of the people that seek out those roles.
Melissa Caprillion's going to be in on next week sometime. She's not only an alderman, she's on the county board. And she said that, too. You're in a supermarket or Pick and Save or something, or, you know, Piggly Wiggly, and people coming up to you start screaming at you, I want that. Oh, who needs that? I got that at home. I don't need that in a restaurant. You have to run, right? You have to get out of here or something?
Oh, I got one more. I got to get the school here in a couple of minutes. But the Branch 3 Circuit Court judgeship in Kenosha County, formerly held by Bruce Schrader, who was there since the early 80s. He retired last year. Governor Evers appointed Frank Gagliardi. He moves on in the primary, as did Heather Iverson. And that's going to be an interesting one to watch, because the vote total for Iverson and then the third place could eclipse what Gagliardi had. So if you assume that third place votes go to the second place, it could be interesting. That's not really concrete, but again, something to look out for. And then the third district in Kenosha, the Common Council, Jan Mikulski is the incumbent. He's moving on with Tanya McClain. And that kind of wraps up the majority of what's going on in Kenosha and Racine as far as primary elections.
And Stuart J. Waddles, thank you for keeping the tradition alive on WRJN of election night results and coverage. Of course, we got the big one coming up in November. So we appreciate it. We appreciate you staying up and getting all those votes, because we know you got to get up early in the morning. Stuart J. Waddles, our news director here at WRJN Radio, has news throughout the day today at the top of the hour. Thank you, Stuart.
Thanks, Don.
Bye-bye. All right, Mayor Corey Mason coming up at 7:06 right here at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station.
Talk in sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
People we meet, paths we take, and decisions we make are at the center of the heartfelt romantic comedy Now and Then, opening this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. It's 1981, and as Jamie is closing the bar, a desperate last-minute customer offers him and his girlfriend $2,000 to sit and have a drink with him. Who wouldn't take it? As they swap stories, the unbelievable truth about this man is slowly revealed. Call the box office, 633-4218, or racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Of that song, Love Is All Around. Remember the Trogs had that version? I asked somebody the other day, could you remember the big hit song the Trogs had beside this? It was totally different. It was Wild Thing. Wild Thing, I Think I Love You. They used that in the movie they filmed in Milwaukee, Major League. It was a good movie. Charlie Sheen and Corbin Burnson, Benson Burnson, something like that. It's 6:54 at WRJN. Sorry for that little... Dead spot. I thought it was the top of the hour. The mayor came in. I was talking to him, and I say, "Oh, it's top of the hour. I got 5 minutes." All of a sudden, I look to come in here, and it's there's silence on the radio. Shows you what I know. I think my days are done. Anyway, here's something you may not have noticed. The Earth is actually spinning faster than it has in 50 years. I kind of noticed it. I'm a little dizzy out there lately. Actually, it's not something you used to worry about. It's kind of natural. We need to have a negative leap second when we have a 59-second minute to catch up. Who keeps track of that? Who knows when we're 1 second off? I'm happy if my watch is like within 10 minutes of the exact time. The mayor of Antwerp, Belgium, lived out all of our nightmares this past weekend. He was doing a video interview and didn't realize the host can see that he wasn't wearing any pants in the mirror behind him. He was wearing his underwear. But here he did he did an interview on television with no pants on it, and he didn't know it. You got to be careful. You know, when I worked at WSB Radio in Atlanta, we had a TV station, Channel 2, was, you know, in this down the hallway from us. And these reporters, the anchors, never wore, you know, during the summer, they wore shorts, but they put a sport jacket on. And the women wore like a nice top, a nice blouse, but they had shorts on underneath it. And I always said, what if you have to stand up for a second? Because we don't. We can't stand up. We're not wearing any, you know, pants underneath. All right. You want to feel old? Do you remember the movie Cocoon in 1985? Ricky Schroeder. Remember little Ricky Schroeder from Silver Spoons? He reached the exact age that Wilfred Brimley was in the 1985 movie Cocoon. That was about old people who were going to take off to space or something like that. And all across the internet, there's that Brimley Cocoon line when people pass it. They don't say how old he was when he passed it, but he is older now than Wilfred Brimley was in that film. Let's see what else we got for you here. I don't know. They didn't say. We only pay for so much on this prep service. They don't give us everything there. They give us only they only tease us a little bit. If you went to sleep and woke up at 12:01 a.m., would you say you woke up early this morning or late last night? What would you say?
I'd say the middle of the night.
Well, 12:01?
Yeah, technically in the morning, right?
Yeah, it's in the morning. All right, 13% of people said morning. The most common answer was morning begins at 5 a.m. Really? Who says that? All right. Some people in South Carolina went into an abandoned haunted house. This happened on Sunday. Inside, they found a dead body. Oh. Inside the abandoned haunted house. Now it really is haunted. Police are investigating. All right. What do social media people want more of? You ready for this? They want to stay in touch with their family, stay in touch with friends, reconnect with old friends they lost touch with. That's what I use it for.
Yeah.
Old friends that I, you know, haven't seen since I was a kid. Here are the top five things they want less of. Celebrities and politics. Sorry. Dating. Wasting time. Reading about businesses or products. Stalking people online. I'm going to say one other thing on here. Showing me what you ate for dinner. I don't really care to see your dinner, especially when it's half eaten. That's even more disgusting. I don't want to see a half eaten meatloaf on the plate. It is gross. All right. What else we got for you real quickly before we got to go to the news? And this time we really are going to the top of the hour newscast. Ever let your car warm up outside before you get into it? Meaningless, pointless. It makes sense if you want to, you know, the inside of your car to get warm, but it does nothing for the car itself, which is usually, you know, if it's an old car, maybe. But other than that, just wasting gas. When it was 11 below zero recently, I started the car, got into it and drove. I mean, it's a little, you know, when you first start it at 11 below zero, it's like, until it kicks in. But yeah, it's, you know, and these people have the self, you know, the starters things. It does nothing for the car. Unless you have a carburetor, but most people don't have those anymore. 6:58 at WRJN Radio, hometown radio refreshed, a civic media station. We have the mayor in. We have Mayor Corey Mason from Racine. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of things, including choo-choo trains and the election results from last night. Straight ahead, WRJN Radio.
Is its own type of sport. News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally.
It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260 CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.